Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is moving by the Holy Spirit. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on the Lord, what the Lord can do in your life. All the things that have gone wrong, the Lord can put your life back together. People are missing out on God's best because they love this world. They're distracted by what they see. But when you look to the Lord, you can have faith in him. Peter looked to Jesus and he had water walking faith. He saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he came. So two men are recorded walking on nothing but water. He wasn't walking on the rain on the road. Everybody does that. He was walking on water, a body of water, a lake, a huge lake. An ocean. He was out there walking in it. And he walked a while because Jesus was so far away that he said, if it be you, bid me to come. Jesus was far away. He couldn't recognize his face. And he came. As long as he looked, had his eyes on the Lord, he was able to walk on that water. And this was literal. Literal. So two men walked on water. Jesus and Peter. When people say, well, Jesus was the Son of God, he is. He was God, he is. But he was also man. And he walked on water like you would. Jesus walked on water like you would do, by his faith. And see, people are missing out on what's possible because they lack understanding about faith. They lack faith sometimes. But your faith can be developed. And the only way you can do that is to receive God's word. The word of God gives you a vision, a visual of who God is. When you study what he said and how he handled things, you get to know him. Now, you don't literally see him, but you see him. You know he's there. You become aware that he's more real than the car you drive. He's more real than the house you live in. When it's storming outside, that house protects you from the elements. On a cold day, you go in your warm house. The Lord is more real than that nice warm house. And in the summertime, when it's terribly hot outside and you got that good old air conditioner going, that house surrounds you and you're comfortable. Well, God is more real than that house. He's more real than the car you drive, than the SUV you drive. He's more real than the world you see. If he didn't exist, the world couldn't either. You can't have life without God. But people get distracted by things. And the things that will hurt them, they do it anyway. And the things that cause destruction, they don't wake up to what's causing the problem. When I study about Israel, but, you know, when I study the word of God, there are so many stories. And men always get in trouble because they always do something wrong. Well, when these things are happening and they get in trouble. Now, after they received the promised land in Joshua's day, every time they got in trouble, they cried out to the Lord and the Lord. Now, what got them in trouble was their idolatry. Their deviation from the truth or being hard-headed. But as long as they did what the Lord said, their lives were ascending. Their lives were being built. And you can acquire wealth. You can build your life in the ways of God. And it's wonderful. You can build your life. You can go forward. But when you take your eyes off the Lord, you stop having water walking faith and you start sinking. Just like Peter did. He looked at the waves instead of Jesus, and he began to sink. Now this is our story. This is what happens. And when everything goes wrong, when the war starts and everything goes south, Israel got to a point that they stopped repenting. And the prophet would warn them what's going to happen. And they did everything but repent. They wanted to kill the prophet. Killing the prophet didn't solve the problem. Some of the prophets got killed when they warned the king about their evil. And the king, one prophet was chased all the way to Egypt. And the Egyptians helped him find him. And they killed him because he told them the truth. Why? Because they didn't repent. And they ended up going into captivity. When things go wrong, the Lord tried to help us out. He has so much mercy and grace on us. He loves us. He cares about us. But it's your job to repent. It's our job to change our... You see, repentance is a blessing. It's a gift. You did God wrong. You did yourself wrong. Some sins are against you. Some are against God. Some are against people, which are against God. And there's an evil destiny attached to that action you did that's wrong. Everything we do that's wrong, it's putting spiritual debt on your life. You don't want that. Because the spiritual laws are not broken. Somebody has to pay for them. Now, Jesus died for your sin. Your disconnection from God can be solved. And people try to look at other things. Everybody that try to go to heaven another way, they are thieves and robbers. And it will not work. You got to believe on Jesus Christ. He's the only way out of this mess. Now, men love so many things, and that's why they get distracted. So the prophet will warn them that they're going into captivity, or there's going to be a war, or there's going to be a famine, or whatever. And people, the humble people repented. The Ninevites were very dangerous people and evil and wicked. But Jonah said, the Lord is going to burn up this place. And they repented. The king and the people repented. They didn't eat anything. They didn't even let the animals eat anything. They fasted and they changed. If you read the story of Jonah, they should have been destroyed, but they were not because they repented. Now you can repent and the Lord can restore you. And some people say, well, preacher, that's not easy. It's better than going to hell. And it's better than continuing in sin that's causing you problems. And then you can build your life. No matter what's going on around, you can build your life. It's important. When God gives people repentance, they can start a new track. They can have a better destiny. And he will help them throughout. The Holy Spirit was sent to guide us into all truth. And you have to invite God in your life. It's not like cold religion where everything's up to God and whatever happened, you need to accept it. People have done God wrong in their preaching and the way that they taught and the way that they explain him. Inaccurate teaching is no excuse for staying in the dumps. Draw near to the Lord. See, sometimes people have unbelief. Now, Charles Capp said this many years ago, because of what they believe. When you study the Word of God, measure what you believe by the Word of God. And if it don't fit, throw it out. Stop believing it. Believe him. I always tell people, go back to Genesis. Look at what God did in the first place. Everything God did in Genesis was communication. From the time he said, let there be light, until he threw out. But from the time he said, let there be light, he was communicating. Even when he told Adam, Well, he told the serpent, the seed of woman will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. That was communication. Jesus rose up. He took back the authority that Adam lost, gave it back to us. He gave us redemption. He gave us life again. Without the life of God, we can't go to the Father. You cannot go to the Father. You cannot go to God without Jesus. If you try to go around Jesus, you're the same as a thief and a robber. It won't work. Now, the Lord, he tell us things to help us out and show us his ways. Now, all of these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. There's so much more to this broadcast than the first 15 minutes. And every broadcast is approximately 30 minutes long. On the website, newlivingletters.com. Let your friends know, because God is moving by Spirit. Now, you know, once the rapture happened, the website will still be up and running for those who are left behind. And this is a tool. The Lord is wise. He put information for people to find. Now, I'll be gone. but it'll still be here. Because God is good like that. NewLivingLetters.com. And to help us out, the Lord has given us his word to help us go forward. And he'll help us know what to watch out for. In Proverbs chapter 6, this is a good proverb. It will help us grow. The Lord said, my son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of your mouth. I'm going to read it in New English. You are taken with the words of your mouth. Do this now, my son. Deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Now, what he's saying is, don't go and promise people things like co-signing. Don't do things like that. He's saying don't do it. He's showing you, giving you wisdom. Don't be surety for people, because you can put yourself in bondage. Don't be so fast to do that. And if you've done it, try to get out of it if you can. But if you can't, you got to honor your word. Now, I'm going to continue. Now he's talking against laziness, because being lazy will put you at a terrible disadvantage, and it can cause you so many problems. He said, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. A slug moves slow and don't do anything. And people act the same way. And that everybody that do that, they cause themselves a lot of problems, unnecessary problems. And they have a miserable future because they decided to be lazy. In their strong years, they didn't use their muscles. Their muscles grew weak. And then they grew tired. And see, when you're out doing things, your muscles grow and your work becomes easy. And you can work and mount up wealth. See, it takes time to mount up wealth. That doesn't happen in one day. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Things are always added, gradually added. A day's wage, you save a little, you work for the day, you work for what you need, you save a little. That takes years to accumulate wealth, to pay a house off, to pay a car off. Cars wear out fast. You got to buy another one. You know, in the course of your life, you might buy 5 cars. If you take care of them, you can, you know, you may get away with 4 or 3. But if you don't take care of them, you might buy 7. That's very expensive, especially if they're new. So accumulating wealth, you have to. It takes working for years. And when people decide, I'm not going to work, and I'm going to find another way to get wealth, it puts you at a disadvantage. And you're always looking for people to help you. But the Lord said this. He said, go to the ant. Look at the ant. Observe the ant. They're always in motion. You don't see an idle ant ever. The only time you see an ant not moving, it has to be about 30 degrees, and they don't like cold weather. But something's wrong. Once the weather get warm, he's going to dig deeper. he's going to find a way to go down in the dirt. He's going to work. And the Lord said, observe the ant. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of your sleep? Yet a little slumber, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travels, and your lack as a man without arms. If you take a man's arms, he's not going to have much. He can't work. All right. Verse 12 says, a naughty person, a wicked man, walks with a froward mouth. He winks with his eyes. He speaks with his feet. And he teaches with his fingers. Now, a naughty person, people that are willing to do wrong, they use deception, is what they're saying. They wink with their eyes. They talk with their feet. They teach with their fingers. They do sneaky stuff. Not God's way. In the beginning, God put Adam in a beautiful world, and he gave him an example, a garden. And his example, the garden was his example, a blueprint to make the whole world look like that garden. Now, he was going to live forever, and he had 6,000 years to rule this earth. Understand, Adam was designed to live forever. And his creative abilities run deep. Your creative abilities run deep. What you can do if you live forever runs deep. You can have an unlimited amount of educations. In our life, some people get a great education. They have one education. It took about 5 years. 4 or 5 years, and then they develop it, and they start a career. And some people have more than one doctorate, sometimes three. But when you live forever, you can learn, your capacity to learn is infinite. And the treasures God put in you are infinite. But when you walk in the love of God, those treasures arise. What God put in you comes forward, and it's a blessing, and nobody needs to miss out on it, but people do. What you can accomplish in the Lord is beyond comprehension. The Lord can take your life and use it and bless it, and you don't have to go around doing the beggarly things that people do. The Lord loves us. He said, frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually, and he sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. And this is what you see happening all around. But you're going to have to fall in love with God to get out of the process and the disaster that is around you. Many people don't go forward in God's way. Some people get saved, but they don't go forward in the Lord. You got to go forward in the Lord. He said, these six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. Don't be so fast to run to the club. Don't be so fast to go and gamble your paycheck away. God hates that because it's a sin against you. And it causes problems for others that he loves. And remember, God loves everybody, not just the people we like. Not just our family and friends. He loves every soul. We don't have a right to downgrade anybody. Even if they're on the other side of the political aisle, or another religion, or whoever they are, even if they do sin, God loves them, and we need to love them too. He said, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, He hates this. Feet that be swift to in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. Now these are seven things the Lord really hates. Why? Because they are destructive against people that he loves. He said, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake her not, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually in thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from flattery, and from the tongue of the strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? These things are destructive. Leave the world alone. Fill your heart with God's love, with his word, and you will have water walking faith. You'll be able to go forward and not backwards. You'll be able to rise and not sink. This is important because the Lord is mightily moving by his spirit. There's no need for anyone to be left here without Jesus. And those who survive in the tribulation period, it's 7 years of terrible things that's going to happen. Those who are left behind, you're going to see misery. But the Lord loves you, and he will help you. Now you're going to have to count on it. And you're going to have to trust him. See, the thing is, God loves us. It's all about love with him. And he put things in motion so that we can go forward, so that we can live and live like him. From the beginning, God wanted us to live just like he does. He made us in his image. He could have made Adam any way he wanted to. He said, let us make man in our image. Now, he said, let there be light. That's the first thing the Lord said. And he chose the light and rejected the darkness. Now, you have to pay attention because the Lord, the same things that he did, the standards that he put in Proverbs, that's what he was doing in the beginning. Death will kill you. Life will bless you. Choose life. Choose the right way. Choose God's way. The world, they seek out the other things. And they miss out on so much. Unnecessarily so. For years, preachers tried to get people on board with God, but people were so lazy against studying, lazy against life. And then the enemy comes with his logic and tried to infiltrate the church with death. Now, the Lord gave us a strong example. He gave us light through Christ. And in the book of Acts, he gave us the Holy Spirit. You saw people operating according to the Holy Spirit. He gave us light again. Because Jesus said that he would send another comforter after he was gone. After he ascended back to the Father. Now, cold religion came along. Beginning with the Jews. Who hated God. But they were in Moses' seat. The religious leaders, they hated God, they hated life, they hated Jesus, they wanted Jesus dead, who was God. And they're the religious leaders. And their persuasion ended up infiltrating the church. When the apostles died, you had people who their faith was in the apostles, the people were. All right, the apostles died out, and then false teachers came among God's people. And then the rogue Jews who hated God, they taught. And then the Romans, that love to party, it all got infiltrated in the church. And you didn't see as many miracles. But there were still devout people who loved God by faith. And then we had the writings of Paul and the writings of Peter and James and John and others. And what they did and what they taught. And we have the book of Acts that Dr. Luke wrote. Now, all these things, all these recordings helped us to come back to a God who is still standing right there with us, who is more real than our house and our car and the wonderful things we have. God is more real. He's standing right beside you now in the midst of your trouble. And when you have faith in him, then he can work in your life. And he'll be just as real in your life as he was in Jesus' life and as he was in Paul's life and Peter's life and the great men of God throughout Acts. But you got to believe it. You have to choose the light just like God did. You're made in his image. You have to choose to do what's right just like he did. You have to choose to love just like he does. The same love he loved you with is the same love you love others with. That's the word of God. That's how it's written. What you see God do, you do. What you see Jesus do, you do. What you see the men of God do, you choose to do. It works. The church shouldn't have survived, but it did. Because now the church are God's people. God's people in God's way of life, it shouldn't have survived, but we did survive because we had his word and we wouldn't budge from the word. Everybody don't listen to lies. Just like you don't have to listen to lies. Satan did his worst against Job, but Job didn't curse God and die. He died in faith. He didn't die in doubt. He didn't curse God and give up and die. He lived his life, a full life. And God gave him double what he had the first place. He started out with 10 children, and then God gave him double, and he had 10 more children. Well, some preachers said, well, if he gave him double, he only gave him 10 children. No, he still had the first 10 that died. He's enjoying them now. They went to heaven. They didn't go to heaven. They went to Abraham's bosom. And they believed on Jesus, and now they're all in heaven. He got 20 children. He was given double, a multiplication of what he had before, to multiply to at least double. Now, you can do the same thing. You have to choose God's ways. You can't choose the ways of the world and end up good. That don't happen. You got to follow God. And those who have to survive the tribulation. And I have to say this because it's so close. Now, I don't know the day and the hour when I'm doing this recording, but I know by the Holy Spirit that it's so close that I have to word things a little different. Because these recordings will be here when the tribulation begins, after the rapture has happened and I'm going to heaven. It's that close and it's serious. So, to those who are in the tribulation, who missed the rapture, you're going to have to believe on Jesus now. And don't receive the mark. And don't let the world finish you off. You got to decide in your heart, I'm going to follow God. You're going to have to pay attention to God's wisdom. If they catch you, don't deny Jesus. Don't take their mark and don't trust their leadership. You're going to have to trust Jesus' leadership. Whatever you lose, you lose. Whatever the armies take, they've taken it, but they can't take you. And you're going to have to go where God guides you to go. You're going to have to do what you got to do. You can't be lazy. You're going to have to do things. It's not going to be easy. And the world's, you're going to see terrible things. I'm sorry. But God loves you. You're going to have to trust him. Like everybody else should be doing. And those that went in the rapture, They depended on the Lord. They sought the Lord and they did His word. And I want the best for all of God's people. Go forward in Him and not backwards. And don't let the world turn you around. Don't let the world system finish you off. Defy Satan. Defy the will of this world by living according to the love of God, the wisdom of God, and be holy like God is holy. And you will defeat this world. And the world cannot defeat you. The gates of hell can't prevail against the church. And the church are those who love and follow God. Just like Jesus is, so are you in this world. Now learn what that means. Learn the word of God and go forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continually, mightily move in and throughout your life, giving you wisdom. Do like Joshua. Study the word day and night. Fill your heart with God's word so that you can cooperate and do the wonderful works of God. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. All these recordings will help you go forward.